Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
But you. Friday. Love me Friday. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Alice in Wonderland goes on sale today. Officially.
A lot
of people got their tickets in the pre-sale. If you were waiting, you better hurry. Alice in Wonderland tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. You can try to win them. We have three chances a day. 9:05 is your first chance with us. And then Mason has a chance at 12:05. And it's Jane. She's got you at 5:05. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
I have a question.
Yes.
So the code word went away last night.
Yes.
Is that right?
10 o'clock.
So there's... You can't buy them right now.
Right now, you cannot buy them.
If you go online, you'd be
like... I do not believe they are available right now.
Okay, so we're back to a 10 o'clock kickoff.
That's right.
And then they go back on sale.
10 o'clock today, the tickets are on sale.
Meanwhile, our supply has been semi-gutted.
It's nearly sold out.
Right, okay.
It's really close. A lot of people took advantage of the pre-sale, so thank you. These are careful listeners. Anybody who's already got their tickets is like paying attention.
Hurry up.
We cannot wait.
We need you to hurry up.
Right.
I've already gotten texts from people who not only were asking for tickets for them, but friends. Like, oh, I have friends that are big fans of the show. Can you get them tickets? It's like, guys, they're not just handing these things out.
No.
You got to go buy them.
Yeah, buy them.
Don't bug me.
Right. We might be good for a pair or two for a close friend.
Nah. They got to buy them.
My girlfriend, Sherry. Happy birthday, Sherry. Her birthday was yesterday. We're having her little party tonight. She and Kieran are good friends. So she texts, she was one of the people who texted me about the ticket. She goes, don't worry, I already talked to Kieran, I'm all set. I'm like, perfect. Happy birthday to me.
Kieran has risen to the corner office and still deals with
ticket requests. That's right. Of course she does.
I'm running the empire. But sure, I can get you two, Sherry, no problem.
Yeah.
Let me just mark that down among the others who are probably getting to her. Well, that's what happens when you rise up from and through and to the tippy top. You make all these friends along the way and they're like, I know the lady at the top.
I'm going to just put in a request.
Straight to the top for me.
I walked in after Vinny went to the Valkyries game and I was like, hey, if there's ever any tickets, I'd love to go to a Valkyries game. But she just smiled and gave me the look like, okay, kid, like, you ain't getting any
of
these
Vinny
tickets.
Get you some tickets. Anyway, Alice in Wonderland tickets, they go on sale today at 10 o'clock officially. And we have three chances to win them. Alice in Wonderland stars Alex Warren, who has had a number one hit for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Rob Thomas, who is also just a superstar. Matchbox 20. And John Kay. December 4th at the Masonic. We would love to see you there.
I actually, this is just, I probably shouldn't even say it into a mic. I'm sure I'm going to get a talking to. I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
I feel like Rob Thomas will look at these little whippersnappers and be like, I'm going to mop the floor with both of you.
I'm going to show you how this is done.
The bar for Alex is going to be high when he comes out because Rob is going to have kilt.
Yes, he is.
I've seen him before. He is really, really good.
Strong.
He's in good voice. Yep. He's in good song. He's very charming from the stage. Good luck, Alex.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's a young guy.
I'm sure he's
all
probably got a great show
cocky
put together.
And ready to go. I'm number one. Everywhere I look, I'm still number one.
Yep.
It's going to be a fun night. I look forward to it.
That actually reminds me of the Avril Lavigne Kesha thing. When Avril came on and hit it out of the park. She was absolutely amazing. We all couldn't believe she wasn't the headliner. And we thought, oh, Kesha, whatever will she do? We know she has some songs. She came out and blew our freaking doors off. Blew our doors off.
Mm-hmm.
Like from the first note when she stepped on that stage. God.
Yeah, that's quite
Every time I picture that, I picture the M.
Yeah, it's quite
Mother,
the thing
father,
to shout
woman.
Out there right,
right.
after.
The dancers, her dancers are these like dad bods and pink shorts.
No, one
so
was
good.
Even match. One was skinny and one had a dad bod.
Right.
And they were dancing and they cut off shirts.
Yeah.
And
it was
teeny tiny shorts.
Oh. It was excellent.
It was really epic. Really
fun show.
This
one is shaping up to be just as fun. So we'll meet you there at the Masonic on December 4th for Alice in Wonderland. A couple things that are happening at the Mountain Winery today, and I hope the weather's good for it. John Mulaney's doing a set.
Weather will be fine for it.
Oh, he's
great.
Good.
Tomorrow at the Greek Theater, Morrissey is playing. Unless he catches a whiff of meat on the air. Me and Marcy down the hall, she does a morning show here. We were laughing about how, like, there's like a 50-50 chance on Morrissey at every time. Like, you know, you buy the tickets, you're hopeful. And he's like, well, I'm just not feeling it. Anyway, Morrissey.
I really, absolutely, 100% love the Smiths. Mm. I don't think I'd even attempt a night out with Morrissey if he didn't have the rest of the band.
Yeah. You got to be a Morrissey fan to go and see him.
I've never seen him because he canceled.
Yeah,
shows I wanted to go.
Too, yeah.
Like, we had one show he canceled the day of.
Yeah,
it was an
Alice
event.
No, I can't make it happen. Dua Lipa is performing out this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday at the Chase Center. So I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who have tickets for that. Shawn Mendes on the 14th and the B-52s and Devo on the 16th at the Shoreline. It's
so
at Shoreline.
Bad. I know.
But it's like, it is midweek, I think.
It's midweek.
Is it Thursday night, the 16th?
The 16th is Thursday night.
B-52s and Devo, though. What a show.
Devo was one of my first favorite bands. Mm. They scared the living you-know-what out of me with all the monkey and the devolving and the mongoloid thing. Like, all that stuff scared me, but I couldn't take my eyes away.
Mm.
Yeah.
Go on.
At the end.
So they're playing at the Shoreline Amphitheater. It's funny. Like, I think Devo's fine, but I would almost make the trip for the B-52s if it wasn't on a Thursday night. I haven't seen them in years. Last time I saw them was like whenever Cosmic Thing came out at a tiny little place in Boston. It was great. Well, not tiny, but it was like maybe 2,500 seats. I'm going to give you an update on David, who is spelled D4VD.
Okay.
David may or may not have killed someone. I'm alleging that he killed someone.
Most fingers point his way.
There are a lot of, but however, he is still at large. They have not picked him up. He has now, I don't know what this means, except that I guess if he doesn't own these homes, they can't be sued away from him in a wrongful death lawsuit. He owns two homes in the Houston area, one of which his mom and bunch of family members already live in, and I guess then there's the one that he lives in.
This guy's quietly built some kind of career for
something.
Himself.
I mean, houses come in all ranges. I have no idea what the deal is, but he does own two houses, and he has transferred the deeds of both of them into a trust for his mother.
Prepping for trouble, I see.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. Mm-hmm. Because the only reason that you would do that is to make that an asset that's not claimable in a civil suit. So he's making some real estate moves as cops continue to investigate the death of a 14-year-old girl by the name of Celeste Rivas, whose decomposing corpse was found in his Tesla. Apparently that Tesla had been just sitting, and I believe it was like in front of a friend's house or something.
Manager.
We heard? Oh, his manager's house,
yeah.
And it had been there for months.
They said for, like, the neighbors were like, it had been there up so long that they, you know, they
now, this
they
girl had been missing for
said,
two,
gotta get
two years,
car.
I think, right? And they say she disappeared, I think, when she was like 13 years old. So he made the changes back in September, September 18th and September 22nd. The 18th was the day the cops were called to one of his homes for a swatting incident. Somebody called it in. The caller apparently used a device to mask their voice and falsely reported a shooting and a dead female. Swatting things happen. I actually don't report them that much because I feel like that is one of those things that people think would be hilarious. And it's a terrible, terrible prank to play on someone. And people could be killed if you come rushing into their house with, you know, with guns, because you've called the police saying there's a hostage situation at, you know, wherever. I don't think I mentioned that on the air.
I don't remember hearing it.
I know his home was raided. Cops did go into one of his homes and take stuff, but he has not been picked up. His parents and siblings are living in one of the homes. Then I believe that's the one that got swatted. His parents answered the door and told the police that the younger brother and sister were upstairs and that everything was okay. Oh, he was renting a place. That's the one that got that in LA. And that's the one that got searched. These houses are in Houston. And other than that, I'm not seeing that he's been picked up. I'm not seeing that there's any, it doesn't, I mean, we've speculated that they're just trying to put their, they're trying to put their case together so that it sticks and they do everything the right way.
I mean,
it's the only thing that makes any sense.
Short of coming out and saying he's not a suspect.
Right.
Like they haven't done that. So we have to believe they've got their eyes on him and they're building their case so that when they, I think there's a certain amount of time before, like if you bring him in, you got to charge him.
Yes.
Or you got to cut him loose.
Yes.
And they're just waiting on that, I believe.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know how long you can hold somebody for.
I think it's 48 hours, but I could be wrong.
Without, right, hold
I've
them without
charging. I've studied the law a lot in
yes,
my day.
Yes, I'm aware. I mean,
different areas and changes to the code. I mean, that probably wasn't the right way to say that.
No, that's, I mean, it made sense to me.
You are a legal analyst on for the Alice News Network.
That is true. Yeah, nobody's watched more Law and Order than this guy.
Right.
David's lawyer has no comment. And he did cancel the rest of his tour. I think he only had a few dates left. But he had a deluxe album rollout that he was about to do, and he's put that on hold too.
Tour ended here.
Yeah, it did. It ended before here.
We were talking about it. I looked it up and went, oh, he plays here tonight. And an hour later, Maddie goes, they've canceled that show.
They got up early enough to cancel it at 7 a.m. He has not been seen in public, apparently, which makes sense since this all started going down. So this guy, David, D4VD. He puts his Texas homes in his mother's name. I wonder why I would ever do that. I just thought this was interesting because people have talked about Jennifer Aniston never having kids at length, like forever. I mean, you're always like, are they broke up because she didn't want to have kids. You know, they broke up because she did want to have kids, whatever it is. She's selfish. She's a workaholic. She doesn't want to have kids. She's tired of that and has given us some information. She says she's sick of people speculating about why she never had kids. And in an interview that she did with Harper's Bazaar, she says it wasn't entirely her decision. She said, people don't know my story or what I've been going through over the last 20 years to try to pursue a family because I don't go out there and tell them my medical woes. She revealed a few years ago that she and Brad Pitt tried to conceive during IVF when they were together, but still people want to talk. She says, there comes a point when you can't not hear it. The narrative about how I won't have a baby, I won't have a family. I'm just a human being.
It never crossed my mind that she hadn't had kids.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, I've heard so many people speculating about it, especially once Brad left her for Angelina and proceeded to have 5,000 children.
Yeah, that makes sense that would have been. I know that was a huge deal back in the day.
I think she already had a couple of adopted kids. And
who?
I think
Angelina?
Angelina.
Either way, that's a giant exclamation point, you know, by the time the twins were born.
Right.
Like, okay, this is what that guy was after.
Right. Well, I feel for Jennifer. That is. Got to be a tough thing to go through. I'm sure you try and try before you move on to IVF and find out, like, what is going on and what's wrong.
And was that even big back then, IVF?
I don't know, 20 years. I feel like it's
yeah.
Been
oh, yeah. It's yeah. Been oh, yeah.
I know
for
a lot of people
time.
who were born that
but
way.
But not everybody, it's not successful every time.
Like, oh, no.
It's an absolute chore.
Expensive.
It's a big thing.
Really
I mean,
expensive.
They've got the funds to do that all they want. But
yep.
It still drains your health, drains your mental health.
You're on hormones. You go bananas.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on there. So I it's unfortunate that a woman, a successful woman in business or art, would even have to answer the question.
I know.
But it won't, I don't think, continue as generations. We're getting better at that stuff. And like
our expectations are not, you will follow the path.
Right. It's really important that you are deliberate about having kids. It will change the whole course of your life. And if you like working and traveling and doing things for yourself, there's nothing freaking, you know, you don't need me to tell you this, but someone should tell you so you know you don't have to even defend it.
Right.
You don't have to defend it.
I get that question now, you know, little, you know, kind of dating stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that all the time. Why didn't you have kids? Why didn't you guys have kids? None of your business. Like, that's just not an appropriate thing to ask people.
It could be anything in a huge range of reasons why someone might
not. You have
no idea
what people go through or why they didn't have kids.
I know. It's tough. And it can be a really sensitive subject for people, too. Like, if they've tried and failed, it's incredibly heartbreaking. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jennifer Aniston is tired of people speculating about it and talks about
it's got to be hard to read when you're sitting there going, I did IVF for 15 years and you're sitting here having a public conversation about whether or not I am some kind of mean lady that doesn't want children.
I'm a selfish workaholic who doesn't want children.
Thanks.
Right. Right. Well, and there it is. I mean, and social media doesn't help it at all because we can all get to speculating and answering other people's things and getting in a fight with someone further down in the it's really
fame comes with some stuff. Yep. And I do believe the speculation's normal and we do it here.
Mm-hmm.
But the judgment stuff is a little different than speculating, in my opinion. I would never look at her or look down on her, I should say,
for making that as a choice
for having decided to just have the best career of all time.
Mm. Are you watching the news? Oh, you didn't watch last season of Morning Show.
No, I'm
not
caught
up. You
love
that show. You should watch that show.
Look, I am way behind, but I am also doing the kids from when I leave here till 7.
I want to just really briefly touch on Survivor, which I don't know if you watched this episode. It's heartbreaking.
Oh, is it always like this?
Well, people don't always leave, but there's always something. One time a guy fell right into the fire and had to be medevaced out. So the big dude,
Jake,
he's used to be a dancer, like a Thunder from Down Under kind of guy.
Oh, he's the guy who had the bromance.
Yeah.
Okay. He was sitting on the shore just thinking about, he's got a baby on the way. He's actually, the baby's due while he's off filming.
Okay.
So he's thinking about the wife and the unborn baby sitting on the shore. He's just, you know, having a moment of reflection. And a crate snake, which is the white and black. They've actually shown that snake on other seasons and occasionally this season. It looks like a water moccasin. You know, it's a snake that's in the water and can go on land, clearly. So he's sitting right at the edge and this snake bites him and it's insanely venomous. Like they say, it's crazy how poisonous this snake is.
And the guy on the camera just filmed it as it snuck up on him and grabbed a piece of...
You don't see it happen. You hear him stand up and say, I just was bitten by a snake. So, as it turns out, these snakes, while seriously poisonous, do this thing called a dry bite.
I'd never heard of that.
Me either. And they do it to like warn you off. It's actually rarer for them to have dispensed any venom. But this guy, rightfully so, loses his mind. So he's...
Oh, I'm going to die, like that kind of stuff?
I'm having it. As the medics are coming, I'm having a kid. He's freaking. Like they were actually trying to get him under control. You know, he was just having an episode. Like you can just tell looking at him. He looks, they give him oxygen. They bring him to the medical center that they have set up on another island. It takes them like 45 minutes to get him under the care of a doctor. They're doing what they can. But if that had been a poisonous bite, it might have been too late.
Actually, the way you're describing it, I totally get the meltdown.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Like there you are telling yourself, everything's going to be fine. She's fine. Medical health.
I'm gonna
go have an adventure that's gonna, you know, pay off, then maybe set up the kid. But somewhere in the back of your mind is your mom going, I told you, Vincent, you're supposed to be by your wife, by her side for this pregnancy. I mean, this isn't just about the baby being out and helping with the feeding. She needs help now. But like you can hear it going through ping-ponging in his head as he's going, I'm gonna die on this beach, and I knew I shouldn't have come.
Plus, have you ever gotten surrounded by people giving you a lot of attention and it kind of increases your panic level.
Absolutely.
And they pulled out all the stops for him. It was when the boat was pulling up to the doctor, the doctors were running over like, is he breathing?
Is he breathing?
Is he aware?
Question. So when you have something like that happens on Survivor, can they come back? I mean, it wasn't his fault he got bit by a snake.
They can come back.
But he...
They didn't let him go back. Even though he wasn't poisoned, they felt like he's already 6 days in, you're dehydrated.
His tribe is doing particularly bad. So
they haven't
been able to cook any real food. They've only been eating
coconuts,
and they can barely open the coconuts. Ooh. And because of the rules of Survivor, they can't feed him there and like give him nutrients.
They can't.
Stuff.
I don't even think they gave him like fluids through. Although there did seem to be something IV that happened. So, but they were like, you just had an incident and we're pulling you from the game. And he accepted it and he made it home in time for the birth.
I would cry.
Oh, that's epic.
Because it's almost like nobody, they said they've been shooting on Fiji for 20 years, 10 years.
10 years.
And nobody has ever been bitten by a snake before.
Right. Even the Fijians who work for the production and who are part of there were like, no, we've never heard of that.
It was like it was meant to be.
I know.
Like he still got to go and it was a hard 6 days and then.
And I'll bet you that he gets invited back for another
100%.
Season. Yeah, at some point. Anyway, it was just a really like, I couldn't believe they wouldn't let him back. But then I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know, they were like,
I don't know about
that. We can't send you back into it.
But I can see the mental pressure he was under to like, what kind of guy leaves his wife sitting there? And then he's the guy going, I'm bit.
I'm about to die. I'm actually going to die on this island.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
The selfishness of me.
Right.
What
was I thinking? All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Porch pirates.
Oh,
you know, that thing that you ordered that never showed,
mm-hmm.
that walked away. Mm-hmm. You see it on the Ring camera and you're like, that person. After these.
And we're pulling you from the game. And he accepted it. And he made it home in time for the birth.
I would cry.
Oh, that's epic.
Because it's almost like nobody, they said they've been shooting on Fiji for 20 years, 10 years.
10 years.
And nobody has ever been bitten by a snake before.
Right. Even the Fijians who work for the production and who are part of there were like, no, we've never heard of that.
It was like it was meant to be.
I know.
Like he still got to go and it was a hard 6 days and then.
And I'll bet you that he gets invited back for another
100%.
Season. Yeah, at some point. Anyway, it was just a really like, I couldn't believe they wouldn't let him back. But then I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know, they were like,
I don't know
about
that.
We can't send you back into it.
But I can see the mental pressure he was under to like, what kind of guy leaves his wife sitting there? And then he's the guy going, I'm about to die.
I'm actually going to die on this island.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
The selfishness of me.
Right.
What
was I thinking? All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Porch pirates.
Oh,
you know, that thing that you ordered that never showed,
mm-hmm.
that walked away. Mm-hmm. You see it on the Ring camera and you're like, that person.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for the nearly sold out Alice in Winterland go on sale officially today at 10 a.m.
The Radio Alice Report.
Hi.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah. My thing wasn't lined up.
Oh, all right.
I know. Oh, my God. I'm like, well, it's either that or I play this. That was not.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's news time.
I do have a. I can't call that a sexy story.
Oh, go. Let's hear it.
No. I mean, I have a story and it's coming up and it is not sexy.
Oh, okay.
No. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. Save $200 during the month of October and choose the plan that fits your life.
All right.
Call 855 Jumpstart or visit jumpstartmd.com. All right, here's what's happening. We'll begin with the weather, which should be mostly sunny today.
Great.
Mid-70s. There is rain in the forecast. It looks like we'll see that Monday through Wednesday, beginning of next week. So our weekend, looking
good.
Looks
fine. All right, great.
Also, in the Merck News this morning, there's a big article about how La Nina, it's here. Now, oh. I realize I watch this stuff because I've been surfing my whole life, and it affects my happiness.
Yes.
Whether or not I'm going to be able
to... You're much more tuned into this than most people.
I live my life for, you know, a good day of surfing. Yeah. Like, that really helps.
But it also affects, like, the weather, the snowfall that we get in Tahoe.
It's a thing, yes. For sure. And we have had La Nina, like, 3 out of 4 years, which helped us get out of drought up here in Northern California. It means drier conditions down south, usually. And so that's kind of what we're looking at. That huge winter with all the snow that we had was La Nina. Mm. And so, you know, fingers crossed. I don't really want a lot of storms. The coast has been battered pretty hard through the last, you know, handful of winters. But okay, rain. La Nina's on. It's here. So there's that.
That's pretty sexy.
It's not. And I'm telling you, this story is...
I'm ready to play it, though, if I need to.
Okay.
If I start feeling
sexy. I'm not ready to go there. Well, okay. If you feel sexy about it, that'll say a lot about you.
Okay.
Americans lost 241 million packages to porch pirates last year.
Jesus. That's
as
so
we
many.
Are heading into the holidays and, you know, an increase in probably home delivery.
Yeah.
Be aware.
Aren't there pickup spots? Like, if you are a victim of porch pirates and it's happened to you more than once, you can get those things delivered to lockers.
I believe that's right. I wouldn't know because I don't shop with Amazon, but I haven't had the problem to that extent.
Right.
I usually go buy stuff that I need. But yeah, I think you can have, I think Amazon will have your packages waiting at Whole Foods, right?
I don't really know, but that actually.
Walgreens, they probably have, they can't only be at Whole Foods. They probably have relationships
they
everywhere.
They probably have a lot of pickup spots too, because I would think there's probably a lot of people who do that. If 241 million packages got pirated last year, that's, people need another place to get it.
And, you know, not every package needs this. Most are just able to drop at the front door. But if you need to sign for it, suddenly you are changing your whole day to make sure you're there to sign for whatever thing is coming through.
Right.
What a pain in, giant pain in the, you know what.
Are you not seeing how sexy the story is?
This isn't the one.
Oh,
this one's pretty sexy. It's,
I don't see how, but
what's
all right.
What's sexy about it? I don't
My
get
package
it.
Got stolen.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I'd
okay.
be happy to
the package
it,
pirate.
Take it to
here.
Walgreens for you.
Americans lost an estimated $15.7 billion to porch pirates last year alone.
Sheesh.
All these times we talk about money now, we jump to the bees. So freaking weird.
That's
crazy. 241 million stolen packages, which is over $15 billion in losses. The average loss, they say, is only about $65 per package. 85% of them are under $100.
Oh.
I'll tell you that, as someone who sort of watches the money go away, because that's what happens. There's a lot of nickel and diming deliveries that will add up to the point where you go, how did we? And you just look at the list and go, oh.
Amazon.
Well, I needed
Amazon.
That thing.
Yep.
My desk needed a piece. I had to get the piece in order to fix the desk, so the desk is now fixed. Well, who
what
would
about
think of that?
It?
Yeah,
right.
Like, it's just, there's no asking. It's just stuff you need. You go, boom. The most commonly stolen packages were from Amazon, almost 3/4 of them.
Well, they're the ones delivering the most packages. So that makes perfect sense.
UPS, FedEx, and USPS are next on the list. Yeah. But there it is. States like New York, Hawaii, and Wisconsin report the most porch pirates.
Oh.
I have
Wisconsin?
Absolutely.
Wisconsin? New York and Hawaii. What an incredibly weird jumble of states.
There is a lot. I mean, there's a homeless problem here in San Francisco. That's not news. There's also a big homeless problem in Santa Cruz. I think the places that try the hardest to help often end up with the biggest audience.
Yes.
And there's a huge audience of homeless in Santa Cruz. And I've absolutely seen the same guy. I could pick him out of a lineup right now. He's on a bike. And I think he lives up the coast and in the campground somewhere just off the road. But I have seen him riding his bike down the road with boxes between his legs as he's pedaling down the street. And I'm just thinking, oh, my God, that's some people stuff. That's some people stuff right there. And most, I know that guy.
And most of it is such mundane stuff. It's not like people are ordering, well, you know, probably, Crystal Tierras. Is I that hope a thing?
I'm sure he's like, what was that company that we used to?
Oh, Fun Delivered.
And so I'm sure it's Fun Delivered for him. Let's see what's in here. Mm.
It's like Christmas every day. What did you get me? Oh, you got me some Ajax and some dish soap. Okay. I got a Fun Delivered for my girlfriend for tonight.
Oh, you did? See, look at the smile on your face. Who could blame the guy?
Yeah.
So fun.
It's like a box of, I don't know what. I got her a huge one, too.
Oh.
A huge box?
Yep, a huge box. Oh, man. Package pirate.
I still have that Miu Miu purse.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with that?
I know. It's just up in the closet. So I think that's where it lives now.
You got to take it to the Miu Miu store and be like, what's the deal with this thing?
I don't. Is there a Miu Miu store?
I don't know. There's got to, we'll take it to some other place where some expert can go, yeah, that's really, that's
great. I feel like it.
What if it's worth $3,000 and you could sell it?
It's not. It's not worth anything.
If it were real. Now, what we're talking about is a package that we got, a Fun Delivered
it was a fun
package.
Delivered. It was for your birthday.
In April.
This yep. purse, and it's a Miu Miu. I don't know that brand really, but it's designer. It could be a high value item.
It's not.
Even if
you don't
it, know. But it's here's my question. If it were real, it is bright red. It is bright red leather. If it were real, could you even wear that?
I would never wear that.
It's bright red.
It's like, hideous.
Yeah, it is really not.
It's one of the ugliest things I've ever seen.
It's pretty
in my life.
Ugly. I agree.
I completely concur. That is why. Why store it in your closet? Just take it to, like, you know, take it to Chanel or where. What, there's all around us. There's all those high end, boutique-y type stores. There'll be an expert there who can go, no, that's a fake, or oh my god, this is real.
Or just go to any pawn shop. Any pawn shop. They'll be like,
the pawn
nope,
shop
yes.
will know.
Are yeah, there
the
pawn shops?
Oh yeah,
everywhere.
Everywhere. The only one I've been to was actually a speakeasy.
Oh, like
it was a
pawn
bar
shop
and a pawn shop?
No, it was a pawn shop, but
it was also
it was actually
soiree.
A speakeasy. Mm. Mm. If you played your cards right, which of course I did.
Of course you did. Why else would you go to a pawn shop? I know the password for the speakeasy.
The following story is brought to you by 3 decades of hard drugs.
Okay.
Know that in advance.
All right. Tell
and,
me everything.
You know, this is a slightly rough subject.
Is this a sexy one?
I don't.
Okay, we'll find out. I'm waiting for it.
A 51-year-old guy in Winter Haven, Florida was arrested the other day ago. And when cops booked him into jail, they found that he had something in his back pocket.
Which pocket?
You know which one.
The keister pocket?
That's the
Got
one.
It. All right.
Police had turned up after a call about a naked man in a public bathroom. He was fully clothed at the time when they got there, so they said, all right, let him go. No. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, naked then, guy in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Let him go,
keister
baby.
And stuff.
What's,
all right.
What's going on
then
there?
Then he trespassed on a set of train tracks right in front of them, and when they said, you know, hey, you're, he said, I'll kill you to the police.
Solid life choices.
Yeah.
What do you mean he was trespassing on the, he wasn't allowed to be on the
you're
train
You're not
tracks?
Allowed to hang on the train tracks
you can't just
wherever
sit there.
They were. I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you're
it's
either
going to
throw the train into a, slam on the brakes, or you got a real problem ahead of you.
Or you can run through the tunnel.
Oh, this just got hotter.
They put him through an x-ray when he got into the jail, and that's when they realized he was hiding a full-size thermos. In his back pocket.
That is a well-used back pocket right
Let
there.
Let me show
that
you
is not,
the...
You're not first time in a thermos.
You can see it if you give it
a... Oh, my God! It's up to his heart. I'm not kidding you.
It's about this size.
Yeah.
It's the mug that I have in my hands. That
it's like
hidden.
At least 16 ounces, maybe 18.
Oh, it is a full-size thermos. It's not like a little... I don't even know if they do tiny little thermoses.
They call it at least 20 ounces.
Oh, my God. Oh. It's this. All right. So he's an expert at backdoor stuff.
Just
Got
getting
it.
Sexier by
Back
a
pocket
minute.
Stuff.
Oh, this is still sexy
oh,
to you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he was walking around is just super sexy.
That is part of the story, which is shocking, is that it had been there
Ooh.
For quite a while, according to the.
Oh. How did they determine the length that had, like, tissue grown around it? Was there backup?
The police say, we thought he was trying to smuggle something into the jail or weapons or something. Nope. He just had
coffee.
It was just a cup of coffee in there. Just had a thermos in his back pocket. His name's Walter Freimier.
Oh.
And it turns out he'd had a thermos stored there all day. All day.
Is it?
He told them, I put that there 24 hours ago.
So they opened it up and it was empty? He was just like, I just love a good thermos.
Officials say the body cannot. Like, he'd have killed himself at some point with the way he's just having a day, walking around, living his life.
He's like laughing to his like, nobody knows what I have in my back pocket. I'm so cool.
Again, they thought he was trying to smuggle drugs or weapons or something into jail, but there was nothing there.
Mm.
Besides the thermos.
So the thermos is, we're talking about an empty thermos.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he probably had coffee in it. He shows up to the jail. Hey, boys, who wants hot coffee? Pow.
Oh.
Still working that angle.
People are taking that. They're like, oh, hot coffee from your keister pocket? Yeah. This guy has a long rap sheet
with at least 25 previous arrests and 5 stints in prison. And he's also been using meth for 28 years.
Mm.
Do not use meth, people.
Yeah. Meth is not your friend.
He's facing multiple charges. The thermos is not one of them, though. That was okay.
Because it was empty. They were like, well, they're not trying to smuggle
anything. They did find a meth pipe on him, but it was in his front pocket.
Oh, I see.
Not the back pocket.
Yeah.
For the record, here's who our guy, this is what our guy looks like.
Very methy looking.
Oh, he's not bad looking.
Okay.
He's a nice bald head.
He's a white guy, not too many teeth.
He's got a whole bunch of teeth in mouth.
Were they brown? Why can't I see them?
Yeah, they are brown.
It's like at least 10.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, I love fast facts. You know that.
There it is.
Fast fact.
Nachos.
Oh, I like nachos a lot.
I love nachos too.
Wow, I wish I had some nachos right now.
Oh my God, how great would it be if we had nachos right now? Oh, nachos.
Nachos are called nachos after their inventor. Ignacio Nacho, for short. Anaya, who was the host at a Mexican restaurant called the Victory Club. One night in 1943, some army wives came in late, but the chef had already left and Nacho went into the kitchen to throw something together for him.
Oh.
And it was nachos that he put a bunch of chips down and threw some stuff on there. And the dish was so popular with the women and the other guests that it eventually became nachos. And was on their menu and spread worldwide. And I'm going to have some nachos as soon as we're done here today.
I might have to make nachos for the girl party tonight.
Mm. That's the move. Nachos are so good.
God, they're great.
Too bad they have dairy and meat and gluten. And none of your friends can eat any of that stuff.
I know.
Just mow it right in front of them.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, your friends are a bunch of drips. That sucks.
That's not true.
Listen to this one.
Just because people have their things and I am happy to accommodate.
Amtrak.
Yes.
Started in 1971 and has lost money all 54 years it's been in existence.
Oh,
it survives because our government subsidizes it to the tune of $1 billion.
Wow. That's crazy. I use Amtrak occasionally. I had no idea that it was losing money. It's expensive too. Like we go from Boston to New York. We've done it a few times. It's really fun. To be on the train.
Oh, those are Amtrak?
Yeah, I assume so.
Okay. I remember when we were in Philly, we took a train from Philly to New York.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember if it was Amtrak or not.
I think they run all the big commuter trains.
Yeah, definitely.
The Acela.
Yes, the Acela is the one that we take.
It's horrible to think. All that laid down track, all those trains.
And they're
all
really necessary. Those trains are packed. I don't know if they just need to charge more or if the government is saying we'll subsidize you to keep it so that people can afford to use it.
800-400-3697. If you know why they're losing money to that tune, I'd love to hear it. Text it to us. 800-400-3697. For now, though, Maddie has your text.
Let's see here. Bob, take your Moo Moo purse to Fashion O'File or The Real Real.
The Real Real is cool. I've sold stuff on there.
To get it authenticated.
The Real Real, I contacted them and they said I could send it to them.
Oh.
Which sounds like a lot of work.
It is. You and have then, to do it, but they actually follow through and they will certainly give you a dollar value for that thing. They check
said
it.
If it's fake that they can't send it back.
Oh.
Because that's
you wouldn't want it back
illegal.
Anyway.
That's yeah. true.
Although if it's not fake, they're like, it's fake, we can't send it back to you. I just got a $3,500 purse.
I don't know. I don't think
not
so.
Not the real.
No, it's a company. Companies don't lie.
Oh, that's right. That's true. Companies never lie. That's true. I forgot about that. When you're a company, you take that the company yeah. oath.
Hi,
don't
this
lie.
Is- Hi, this is Candy and Dixon. He had the coffee in there and it was keeping it warm. Love you guys.
He already had a thermos. He did not need to keep it warm back there.
Quote unquote, you're not first time at a thermos. Sarah never disappoints. Best line ever. Love you all. Bob
thank you.
From Concord. Yeah.
That is a really intrusive seat warmer. It, I mean, really.
Very much so. Yes.
And 510, sounds like Maddie needs to get laid. Maybe he'll get lucky this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Doubt it.
Is your date still on?
Yeah.
It is!
Yay! Yeah.
We can't wait to hear about
yes!
it.
Yes! Did you lay out your clothes already?
Are they ironed?
Kind of.
You did?
Oh. Yeah, I kind of.
All right, when are you going tonight?
No. No.
Tomorrow night.
No, doing a lunch. Doing a lunch.
Oh.
I'm not.
Today.
I'm not committing to.
Tomorrow.
No. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. You're doing a lunch.
And yes. What did you pick out to wear?
I got a couple nice, kind of Ralph Lauren zippy kind of. You know, you've seen me wear that.
The baby blue one is like that, right?
Maybe I'll wear the baby. I thought about the baby blue.
That's really nice.
It does go really nice with your eyes.
It pops. All absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
You should do a Get Ready With Me video.
Oh,
yes.
That is so fun.
By the way, he posted his manly
thank you
hutch yeah. China cabinet.
Yep,
very manly
on his story.
I guess
this
he
morning.
Put the dog in it, and made it extra manly.
Yeah,
okay.
If you want to check any of our Instagram, Alice973, all of ours.
He ate a burrito off his fine china.
Yes,
and it's on. It's that's going away soon.
I thought that was a ham and cheese.
It was a wrap. It was lunch. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You
I was
said
gonna,
okay.
Yeah, but then I decided I wasn't going to have a burrito for dinner and ruin my. I'm trying to eat good just for a picture.
I was just so busy looking at the beautiful pattern on your china. It's a whole beautiful set of china.
Burritos aren't bad for you.
They're not great.
If you eat the whole thing,
burritos are.
What am I
going to
do?
Much.
Eat half of it?
Burritos are not great for you.
Just black beans and a tortilla.
You look shocked.
With some cheese. And you're calling that bad.
It's not great. The tortilla itself isn't great. Very fatty.
That's the way you feel about it.
I'm not saying I won't eat a burrito, but you said burritos are healthy.
I think if you make your own burrito,
yeah,
that's a
at
fine
home
meal.
I make. Yeah, I would put the one of the burritos I make at home up against that
the
cheese
and cheese.
Ham sandwich any day.
It's still in a tortilla.
It was in a carb, low carb tortilla.
Oh, so it didn't taste good?
No, they taste great. They're awesome.
Sorry about your sandwich. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
This weekend's movies and TV, plus plastic surgery gone wrong and gone right.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.